Thank you, Kat. Well, the way that scientific discoveries get presented and published is also about to undergo a big change. This week, in fact, for hundreds of years, scientists have been writing up their findings and then publish them in journals. These are effectively big science magazines. And when the internet came along and was developed, what many journals began to do was to publish that material that they were also putting into the print edition online. But the problem is that the online environment isn't necessarily the same as the printed environment. And now Emily Marcus, who's the editor-in-chief at Cell, who's one of the world's biggest science journals, is this week going to launch what they've dubbed the Article of the Future. It's effectively a whole new way of presenting information. And she's with us now. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. Why do we need to change what we're doing at the moment? What's wrong with just putting up a facsimile edition of your printed papers on the web for scientists and doctors to download?
Well, there's not necessarily something wrong with it. I think the current format, as you said, was developed for a print environment and is very effective for that in communicating information. But the bottom line is now we do have all the functionalities of an online environment that can add to what one can do in print and really enhance the usability of the article. I mean, it's kind of like going to a movie these days and all the previews are in color and with sound and sense around, and then you actually get to the movie and it's still a silent talkie. I mean, there's nothing wrong with silent talkies, but you can really use black and white films, but you can really use the new technologies you have to improve the article and structure it for an online environment.
Indeed. I mean, when I'm trying to read papers that I'm going to talk about here on The Naked Scientist, the scroll wheel on my mouse does get a lot of use going up and down in the papers. What are you going to do to make your papers much more engaging and user-friendly on the internet then?
Yeah, so the two main pain points that we're trying to address with this first release of the Article of the Future prototypes are, one, helping users more quickly identify which papers they want to read. And so for that, we've added in the front more forms of summary of the paper. So in addition to the traditional text abstract that's there, there is now also a graphical pictorial summary of what's in the paper, and there are audiovisual interviews with the author that summarize what's in the paper. So depending on what your preferred mechanism of figuring out which papers you want to read is, you now have more options in going to the paper.
So the days of having to actually buy a second computer monitor so you can display them all without having to keep flicking backwards and forwards, you're saying those are over?
but
talk us through the interface a little bit more, because I know you started, but so as I'm reading through the paper and I see, say, a little bit of information that I think very interesting, I'd like to drill down a little bit more about, say, a particular reference. Can you do that?
Yes. So all of the information now hyperlinks to the references, and likewise you can start from a reference and go back to figure out where in the paper that reference is discussed. So if you have a particular paper and you're looking for where this new one, so the entire text is much more interconnected. The entire layout is much more interconnected. And there is also a way to navigate through it based on basically a picture. So you can look at a picture, illustration, and say, okay, this is the part of the paper I'm interested in, and click on it, and it will take you directly to that part of the paper. So you no longer have to sort of start at the beginning as you did in a print environment and read from the beginning through to find what you want.
Now, presumably you've tested this out on volunteer guinea pig scientists and other potential users. What do they say about it?
Yes, we have had our team of guinea pigs. So far we've done user testing, and all of the responses have been incredibly enthusiastic. They like the idea of trying to rethink from scratch how to present the information in a scientific article online. We really took a sort of bottoms-up approach. Let's figure out, this is the information you want to get across. You have all this ability online. What's the best way to structure it? And not just take what worked in print and transfer it. And they really liked that approach. They liked what we've come up with. They had some very good suggestions for additional features we could add. So it will be an ongoing, evolving project to continue to develop an article for an online environment that has more functionality than in print.
Now, obviously, this must involve additional investment on the part of your journal in order to make this much richer online experience. So how are you going to make it pay?
Well, I mean, so what the investment comes up, I think, in designing the prototypes. To date, scientists put a huge amount of effort into preparing articles for publication in a print format, both in terms of the text itself and creation of all of the figures. So there already is a lot of effort that goes into producing a paper. I think with this new type of presentation, what types of information the authors have to provide to us will change, but the total amount and workload involved won't. So So I think now that we've set up the expectations and guidelines for what we need as publishers to be able to present the article this way, the authors will supply us with some different types of figures, et cetera. But once the transition is through, the actual workload won't change. There should not be any net increase in cost to produce it in this way.
So we can all look forward to a much better online environment. And we understand, Emily, it's your birthday as well today. So thank you very much for joining us on your birthday. You can go and have that glass of champagne now. Thank you very much. That was Emily Marcus, who's the editor-in-chief of Cell, where they're rolling out a whole brand new way of putting information onto the internet in a much more engaging fashion, so that it should be much easier to get access to that information and then learn from it.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.